Thank you for logging on to the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. Today's podcast is our second excerpt from a lecture delivered October 16th, 2007 in Atlanta, Georgia, titled, Come Out of Her, My People.
So the chosen crabs. Oh, some allegiance to the one who picked them out from the rest. And they make obeisance to the hand that took you out of the barrel. And that is why you can never be an effective spokesperson for the hurt of your people. Never, never can you go far enough, because if you displease the crab barrel master, you are afraid that he might put you back in the barrel and don't pluck you out again. But God took me out of the barrel. I don't owe nothing to no master. I owe it all to God. And God will take us all out of the barrel. And he will never take one out and not show the others that he can get them out too. Some of us who were the great voices of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it's almost as if we had died. When we look around, we don't see them anymore. But then when we look up, oh, this is why we don't see them. They've gotten a position. In this university or that university, in this law firm or in this corporate office, and they have become hidden away from the suffering of the masses. That's right. Of our people. Dr. King, may Almighty God be pleased with him. And those who fought with him tried and did create a movement for real change, but real change within the context of America. But watch this now. After Dr. King's death, the movement became dissipated. And those in the movement were offered positions. Whoa. In Pharaoh's house. No, let's look at this.
Yes, sir.
And that seemed to be satisfactory. Because after all, they were integrationists. They never really wanted to leave Pharaoh. They wanted a place with Pharaoh.
Yeah.
This is why Dr. King himself said, quote, that his movement is a revolt against these Negroes in the middle class.
Whoa.
Who have indulged themselves in big cars and ranch-style homes rather than in joining a movement for freedom.
Whoa.
Now, what's the matter? You don't like Dr. King now? It's not wrong to have a nice car and a ranch-style home. Dr. King didn't mean that. But if you let the big car, the ranch-style home, the big salary in corporate America keep you away from a movement for the freedom of your people, then as the Holy Quran says, those who live easy lives have to be careful. Because a life of ease sometimes makes you forget struggle. Now, we see this in the popular culture today. In order to be what we call successful, many of our rappers and so-called hip-hop moguls speak filth and call our women out of their names, but they have to ask themselves, has my advancement served the purpose of the elevation of the women that I have berated?
Come on, minister.
No. Their advancement in becoming multimillionaires is based on a plan that is bigger than they are. A plan that uses their talent and their bitterness with ghetto life to facilitate an agenda that is self-destructive.
Yes, sir.
So the enemy of the rise of our people has captured most of the black intelligentsia, the black middle class, the black money people, and told them, yes, you can fight for your people, but only to a level that we approve of, and you better not ever say, come out of us.
Go ahead, minister. Go ahead.
You will not be allowed to say that, and you certainly will not be allowed to do that. So let's take a closer look at this class of our people in politics, in media, in sports, in television, in the professional life. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that no one person can rise above the condition of his people. Then neither can this group rise above the condition of the masses. Since the success of this group has not translated into the success of the masses, therefore the masses unfortunately condemn the class. But the condition of the masses is a condemnation of all of us that work for them. We have not been effective. We have many programs, many organizations, many churches, many people that love our people and want to do good, but the masses of our people are in terrible condition and are suffering and about to become extinct. So we have to now find a better way of addressing the problems of our people.
Better way.
God said through Jesus, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. But what are we heavy laden with? You say, well, we're not slaves anymore. So most of our moneyed people, our political people, say, well, I don't have any heavy burden. But if you get them in a corner and you talk to our moneyed people, they're hurting on the inside.
Inside.
Because they really cannot affect real change among the masses. According to the latest census figures, blacks have the lowest level of health care and are losing that which they have at an alarming rate. We love our rich brothers in hip-hop, those who have been blessed with beautiful homes and lots of bling-bling. But there are 37 million people living in poverty in America, and one-third of these are black. Statistics say that white Americans have assets that are 12 times that of blacks, and 70% of elderly blacks have no financial assets at all. Yes, we love Oprah. Yes, she's a beautiful woman. Yes, we applaud her. But nearly half of all black children live beneath the poverty line, a figure almost identical to that which existed on the day Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Go ahead, man.
1.2 billion people in the world live on less than a dollar a day. And every year, 6 million children die from malnutrition, and over 11 million children die from preventable diseases. So those of us who got a little something, think about it. P. Diddy may have his own clothing line and a great Manhattan address, but far more blacks are moving into America's prisons than into the middle class. Blacks are incarcerated in America at 4 times the incarceration rate of blacks in South Africa during the apartheid era. On any given day, about 1 in 3 black males is in prison, on probation, or on parole. Close to 2 million children in the United States have at least one parent in state or federal prison, and that number is rising fast. Clarence Thomas may sit on the highest court in the land, but what does that mean to the masses? Prosecutors in America are 3 times more likely to recommend the death penalty with a black defendant than with a white one, even if their alleged crimes are identical. 4 in 10 inmates on death row are black. Barack Obama may be one of the front runners for the presidency, but 1 in 12 blacks have lost the right to vote due to a felony conviction, a rate nearly 5 times that of every other group. And frankly, the rise of blacks in political office from about 100 in the 60s to nearly 10,000 today has happened simultaneously with the rise in the rates of black unemployment, prison incarceration, poverty, illiteracy, and AIDS infection. So where the hell is the power? Condoleezza Rice may sit at the highest levels of government, but at the same time, the rate of imprisonment for black women is more than 8 times that of white women. There has been a 78% increase in the number of black women under court supervision, and 65% of them had children. The attack today is on our youth. They're beating up our children in school. They're arresting 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds. They're breaking the wrists of our children. The Gen of 6 is a crime against black people. Michael Bell is back in jail again. T.I.
Yes, sir.
Why is T.I. suffering? What has he done? He's powerful. He's influential. He's black. He's a hip-hop genius. Their attack is against hip-hop, against the culture, against the blacks that are becoming strong, that have influence over white children. 80% of white children buy hip-hop records. Bob Johnson of BET may be a billionaire who now owns a sport franchise. Unfortunately, when he gave up BET, it would never do what BET is doing if Bob Johnson were there. But the owners, see, it's becoming a plantation again. And you can't fight that because you want to keep your little job. But we're watching you. They've taken over everything.
Everything
that black men and women have worked hard to build. And when we get it to a certain level, they give us an offer that we can't refuse. They print money every day. And every day it's getting more and more depressed. Bob Johnson may be a billionaire, but the number of college-age black males in prisons and jails in the United States is greater than the number of black males enrolled in higher education. Colin Powell may have earned the highest rank in the military and become a member of President Bush's cabinet, but the black male homicide rate is double that of US soldiers that died in World War II. A young black male in America is more likely to die from gunfire than was any soldier in Vietnam. One out of every 21 black men can expect to be murdered. Tiger Woods' face may be in every advertisement on every billboard, but an estimated 340,000 blacks are homeless in America on any given night. Black adult unemployment is twice as high as white unemployment and has been so for more than 30 years.
That's right.
And it is worse for black youth. We see our great actors on TV and the movies playing black professionals in dramatic roles, and blacks are dramatically underrepresented in most professions outside of sports and entertainment. We are 13% of the American population, but we are only 3.2% of lawyers, 3% of doctors, less than 1% of architects, 2% of psychiatrists, 2% of psychologists, and only 4% of social workers. Black males with college degrees can only expect to earn as much as a white male with a high school diploma. Light-skinned blacks have a 50% better chance of getting a job than dark-skinned blacks. And blacks are rejected twice as often for small business loans than whites of comparable credit. Maybe all of Bill Cosby's children did well in his TV show, but 7 of 10 black children cannot read in the fourth grade, and the numbers are hardly better by high school. It is estimated that 45% of blacks are functionally illiterate, and they are almost 3 times more likely than white children to be labeled mentally retarded. The rappers may look like they're living the high life in their videos, but nearly 70% of black families are now headed by single women. 67% of black children are born out of wedlock, and the pregnancy rate of our young girls is twice that of whites, and blacks account for 41% of all abortions. These statistics were compiled by the bestseller, The American Directory of Certified Uncle Toms.
Certified!
Which is published by the Council of Black Internal Affairs.
Thank you for listening to the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. To purchase these and other lectures by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, be sure to log on to store.finalcall.com. And remember to log on to the website of the most widely circulated black newspaper in the country, The Final Call, at www.finalcall.com.